Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. We're just getting started in the show this morning, and I just wanted to share something. You know, we lost a very special person in our family this week, my wife's uncle, Robert Lovelace. And I'm just going to read a verse real quick. It comes from Matthew 23:12, and it says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Well, Uncle Bob was exalted because there are very few people I've met in life that were as humble as that man in all that he did. He didn't want any praise for anything he did. He was a master woodworker and never thought that his work was good enough. There are very few people like that. And we'll miss him as a family, but I'm thankful for the time I was able to spend with him because in my woodworking life, I learned a lot from him. I learned precision. One quick note, he taught me to use a mechanical pencil. And, you know, my sons make fun of me about that sometimes, but it's because he taught me to use that. And cherish everybody in your life right now, if you're listening. If there's somebody you need to pick up the phone and call them. If there's somebody you need to go see them. Life is short, and life isn't about work where you get in your organizations, how much money's in your 401k. It's about serving each other, and we have to start with our families. So if you haven't talked to somebody in a while, pick up the phone, call them, go by and see them. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's time for the verse of the hour. It comes from John 15, verse 4 and 5. And the Bible says, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." That's the verse of the hour on Mixed Sunday Morning. Some interesting news this week from ChristianPost.com. A court in Myanmar, and that is in Southeast Asia, has sentenced the former president of the Kachin Baptist Convention, Hakalom Sampson, who was arrested and detained by the country's junta in December, to 6 years in prison despite calls from the United States government for his release. A court in Myitkyina sentenced Reverend Sampson under the Unlawful Association Act, the Penal Code, and the Terrorism Act, according to the United Kingdom-based rights group Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Now listen to this part. Sampson, who now serves as chairman of the Kachin National Consultative Assembly, was arrested on charges of meeting with members of an ethnic armed group and holding a prayer meeting with members of the parallel civilian government of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Here's a man who just got some people together for a prayer meeting, and he's being arrested. And this is happening today in this world. So keep your eyes open, okay? We have to keep fighting for the Lord. He's coming back, and he's going to save us from all this. But he doesn't say sit back and take it, okay? We sit back and trust the Lord, but he gives us sense, okay? We have to keep our eyes open, and we have to stay in his word. And we have to keep sharing his word. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. I want to share a little something from Billy Graham.
Search and pursue happiness. You find happiness as you do your duty. life as you lead a disciplined life before God. You'll have periods of happiness. But God nowhere promises happiness is to be a goal in life. It's not a goal. Our goal is to obey God. Our goal is to do the will of God. Our goal is to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we move along, we will pick up happiness here and there along the way. If you sense a longing for God, a desire to change and be a new person, that's God speaking to your heart. And as you respond, he will give you the ability and the power to change, because he has to do the changing.
That's right. God has to do the changing in your life. And when he does, you will find the joy and peace of the Lord. It's Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.